Now, scientists in Nottingham are hoping to find out whether a substance found in cannabis can treat brain tumours in children. The research is being backed by the family of a four-year-old Newark boy who was diagnosed with a brain tumour 3 years ago. Well, you'll hear from the professor leading the research in the next few moments. But first, let me introduce you to Steve Frost, who is the dad of four-year-old William from Newark. And Steve is here for you this evening. Good evening, Steve.
Hi, thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, thank you very much for coming in. So tell us about William. What's his story?
William was diagnosed with a brain tumour in early 2014. He had surgery, 9 months of chemotherapy. We hoped everything was going to be okay, despite the very poor prognosis for ependymoma patients. But unfortunately, he relapsed again in 2015. He had more surgery and 6 weeks of radiotherapy in the UK. And since then, we were told last year that his tumour was continuing to grow and there was nothing more that could be done for him on the NHS.
As a parent, hearing that news, I can't find the words, but I wonder, can you find the words?
No, to be honest, it's not something you can ever imagine going through. It's not something you can describe to anyone. The only people who could possibly understand are those parents who are going through the same thing, to be honest.
So talk to me about this substance found in cannabis then. What on earth is this? What on earth is this about?
We heard a lot of anecdotal evidence to suggest that cannabis might have an effect on cancer. We started doing a bit more research into it. We found a clinic in the UK that was prepared to offer William a synthetic version of CBD, cannabidiol. And we found the money to fund it and started William on the drug once we were told that the hospital had nothing more they could do for him, aside from starting him on a ketogenic low carbohydrate diet. So we started those two forms of treatment halfway through last year.
And the impact has been?
Well, at the beginning of these two treatments, William was very poorly. He spent a lot of time sleeping, etc. Couldn't walk. A few months into the treatments, we started to notice an improvement. And bearing in mind, we were told by the hospital that he wouldn't have more than, say, 6 months to live. We couldn't believe the impact or the improvements that we'd be seeing. So we took him into our consultant, Professor Grundy, who we'll be hearing from, and sort of explained to him that we didn't expect this to be happening. And he was then sent for an MRI scan. And we then found out that his tumour had shrunk by two-thirds.
What? Wow.
Yeah. We couldn't believe it. And since then, we've just been so grateful that we came across this. We've also set up a website, makewilliamwell.com, where we've got a bit more information, and there's a fundraising page for the research that obviously we're going to have a bit of a discussion about.
And William's at school now, is he?
He's doing half days, five days a week. He's got a carer that works with him because he has got quite a few disabilities from the various treatments that he had on the NHS. But he's, for all intents and purposes, he's doing well.
Well,
yes,
yeah.
He's doing well. I don't want to tempt fate, but no. he's doing well.
Well, Steve mentioned there, you heard a couple of times, Professor Richard Grundy, who is leading the research project at the University of Nottingham's Brain Tumour Research Centre. And Professor Grundy joins you as well this evening. Good evening, Professor.
So, good evening.
Hello. I mean, what's happening here then?
Well, the answer is we don't know. And that's really what we're trying to find out through this research project. William's response to whatever treatment he had, and that is a combination of cannabidiol, a ketogenic diet, which you've heard Mr. Frost mention, but also maybe even a delayed response to radiotherapy, although that would seem a little strange as it was progressing relentlessly after the radiotherapy. So the answer is we don't know. There is some theoretical reasons to believe that cannabidiol may be important, and clearly we want to see if that's the case. Very little is known about its effect on children's brain tumours, and we don't even know what dose to give or how it might work. And so in order to be able to answer parents like Mr. Frost, with science rather than just anecdote, then we really need to do a scientific research project and find the answer to that.
And is that what you're doing then? Is that the next step?
That's what we're hoping to do. And we mentioned the fundraising that's going on to try and achieve this. We've raised half the money and we just want to try and make sure we have the rest of it before we start.
Well, Professor Grundy, thank you very much. Leading the research project there. And Steve, it's hard to ask you this question, but I wonder, can you think about a future at this stage? Do you...
To be honest, the only thing that's kept myself and my wife going over the last 3 years is hope. If we didn't have hope, I don't know where we would be. I said before that we don't want to tempt fate, and I'm not going to mention what we hope we'll get out of this, but we just... hoping and praying that the best possible resource are put to this project, the money can be raised, and that we can help William and other families going through what we're going through.
Well, I mean, all the best to you
and your
family. Thank you very much for coming in to tell the story today. Steve Frost there, who is the dad of 4-year-old William from Newark.